Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 7th edition. We're going to have a quickie for you here, three whole games on a Monday. But I want to get you guys your content out there because I know everyone's going to keep playing it because that's what we do in this DFS world. You can find myself on Twitter at BDEntric. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Lots of fun baseball. Jesse Winker with a triple dong Sunday off of guess who? Two of them were off of John Gant. The fade train finally happened. Hope you guys stuck with that one long and hard. That was good. There's been a lot of offense this week, and they're trying to regulate the pitching of the sticky stuff. So the RPMs were down across some pitchers that have some higher RPMs than normal. So I'll have to check that one out and keep an eye on if they keep regulating there. Trevor Bauer, of course, had some choice words because, no, that's what Trevor Bauer does. But, yeah, three games on a Monday. If you want to join the free fancy DGen Slack chat, come jump in there. If you give a rate and review on iTunes, I truly appreciate it. Help me out a ton. But we're going to get you in and out of here in just a couple minutes. I'm going to go game by game. But your three totals on this slate: Marlins, Red Sox, total of 8.5. Royals, Angels, 8.5. Cubs, Padres, 7.5. So you got that going for you. And again, three games. DK has an all-day slate and then a two-game main slate. FanDuel has a three-game main slate. So the first game of the day is at 5:10 Eastern. Second game is at 9:38 Eastern. Last game is 10:10 Eastern. DK didn't want that big gap between the first and the second game. I don't care. So you have three games to go off of here. You got Miami at Boston kicking things off for you. In Boston, you have Pablo Lopez versus Nick Pivetta. Pablo Lopez, $9,200 on DK. Nick Pivetta, $8,000 on DK. Pablo has been decent of late, basically 19 or more DK points in three straight starts. He was really good going into the season, had a couple hiccups in the middle. So he's one of those kind of contrarian plays. I think Nick Pivetta is going to be very popular and for good reasons. But Boston, Sunday night baseball, traveling back home since May 15th, striking out over 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But they do have a 258 average and a 232 ISO. So they're crushing right-handed pitching, but they're also striking out a ton. Pablo Lopez is pricey. He's the most expensive pitcher on this slate. But he does bring some nice tournament upside if that's what you're going for. I don't want to really fade Boston, but Boston bats will be very popular, I believe, on the slate. So Pablo Lopez will give you some leverage in that regard. On the flip side, Nick Pivetta is a very, very strong play on the slate, but will be very, very popular. He's got 20 or more DK points in three of the last four starts, in five of the last seven starts, 20 or more DK points. On a small slate like this, you're not expecting Corbin Burns 43-point performances. You're wanting like 15-plus points from your two starters. Like, you just want a good base from your starters because there's really no aces on the slate. Pablo Lopez, like I said, is the most expensive pitcher at $9,200. So you don't have an ace situation here. Pivetta coming in at $8,000 is a phenomenal price point against the Miami offense, who played well over the weekend against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let me reiterate, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They go into Boston now. Nick Pivetta's been throwing really well. Miami striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last few weeks, hitting 220 with a 133 ISO and an 84 WRC+. So you could go to Pivetta. I think he's going to be one of the more popular pitchers on the slate. And on a small slate, you can eat some chalk. That's fine, but it's going to be really, really chalky is the problem. So Pivetta is a really, really good play. It's hard to avoid Nick Pivetta, but he's going to be popular. And that makes, on the flip side of this one, I mentioned the Boston bats will be extremely in play on this slate. Like, Rafael Devers is a great play at $5,000 versus Pablo Lopez. And you got like Alex Verdugo, who went deep again on Sunday. He's playing great day after day. He's only $3,400. He's too cheap. One thing I will say, three game slate, you can have a batter in your lineup. I wouldn't go more than two, but I'd try to stick to one against one of your pitchers. That's fine because it's such a small slate, and that'll make you different too. So if you want to throw like a cheap Verdugo in there, if you're using Pablo Lopez, totally fine. But the Red Sox are very, very popular. They're all in play if you want to use them. But I'm probably going to try to fade them as much as possible because I'm going to be super popular on this early game. Either use Pablo Lopez or use some of these Marlins bats versus Pivetta, because Pivetta is going to be pretty popular as well. Starling Marte has been swinging it pretty well since he came back. You got Jazz Chisholm. They're both $4,800 respectively on DK. You got Jesus Aguilar, a couple home runs over the weekend, including one on Sunday. He's $4,300. You got C-Dick in there. Cooper's day-to-day. There's definitely some cheap options. Ison Diaz. Lots you can do with that Miami offense. I'd start with the Marte, Chisholm, Aguilar realm of it, but there's a lot you could do with Miami if that's the route you want to take. All right, Kansas City Royals at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. You got Dylan Bundy versus Jackson Coar. Bundy, $7,100. He has been a just landmine of late. 5 2/3, 4 2/3, 4 4, 7, 3 3/3, 6. His last four starts have been bad, folks. Really, really bad, and he's just getting shelled everywhere. He's given up 3, 2, and 2. Those are the home run totals he's given up in his last three starts. So he's given up a total of 7 home runs in his last three starts. Lefties have taken him to pound town. Righties have done just fine as well. On the flip side, you have Jackson Coar making his major league debut for the Kansas City Royals. He was basically the AAA pitcher of the month in May for the Indy League, or overall. He was outstanding. He has made 6 starts this season. He's 5-0 with a .85 ERA, a .88 whip. He's thrown 31 2/3 innings, allowed 3 runs. He's walked 10, but struck out 41 batters. So he's been outstanding. He's got at least 5 innings in every start. He has not given up a run in his last 2 starts. He's only able to combine 3 hits in his last 2 starts while striking out 9. The dude has been really, really good, and he's only $6,000 on DK. And I think he's definitely an avenue you can go to. You got the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, team striking out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching of late. I love Coar on the slate. I'd imagine he's going to be popular, but I'm not exactly sure. See, you got Pivetta, who you know can go deep into games. Coar's probably going 5-6 max. Pivetta's $2,000 more. Which piece of the chalk do you want to eat? Join us in the Slack chat when we talk about ownership. I like the Coar side of this. I really like some Jackson Coar in this game, but he will likely come with some ownership. On the flip side, I love Kansas City in this game. Bundy has just been so, so bad. Kansas City's bats have been swinging it pretty well for the most part. You're coming down to L.A. It's supposed to be a little warmer on Monday down in Southern California, and you got some really good bats. Merrifield's on fire at 52. You got Sal Perez at 49, hitting everything. Then you got Santana. You got Benny, who's on fire. He's at 36. You got Dozier at 31. You got like Jorge Soler's 28. Lots of value. Edward Olivares has got called back up. He was raking, got called back up, and Mondesi got put on the IL. Olivares only 2,500. So lots to like in Kansas City. Big, big fan of the Royals tonight, trying to be different on this 3-game slate. If you want to go to the LA side of things, Otani's always great at 55. Jared Walsh, it's only 37. It's really strong. And then you have, where did he go? He's 32 last time. I know he's 39. Justin Upton, since moving to the leadoff role, I write the outfield waiver wire column weekly at rotoballer.com. Put Upton in the article this week because he's sub 50% owned, and they moved him to the leadoff spot about 10 to 11 games ago. He's hitting close to 400. The power's through the roof. He's doing things like the old Justin Upton, plus he's scoring runs. So as I mentioned, if you're using a pitcher and you want to use a guy against him, I think Upton's a good one because he's not breaking the bank. He's 3,900. Could be a strong move there. But if you want to stack Anaheim, Upton, Walsh, and Otani be my first looks there. That's if you're not using Coar. I like Coar quite a bit, but it'll be interesting to see what that ownership looks like when everything dies down tomorrow. All right, last game of the night, Chicago Cubs at the San Diego Padres. We've got Adbert Alzolay, $8,800. Ryan Weathers, $6,700. Alzolay's been absolutely outstanding. At least 5 innings pitched in every start since April 29th. He's given up 2 run runs or less in his last 3 starts. He's put up over 20 DK points in 3 straight starts. Does get a Padres team that we know has a ton of pop in there, but at the same time, it's a Padres team that's really not overwhelming. They're striking out 22% of the time versus righties. That's good. But hitting 239, 107 WRC plus. They're better than average, of course, but they've been kind of, without Tatis doing a lot, it's been kind of slow go. You can roll it out without dice with Alzolay if you want. It's kind of the angle I want to go because people still respect the snot out of the Padres. If you want to be different, I kind of like the idea of like an Alzolay Pivetta, Alzolay Coar. That's kind of the way I look at it on this 3-game slate. Do not play cash on a 3-game slate, please. Do not play cash on a 3-game slate. But Alzolay Coar would be where I'd be looking on this one. Ryan Weathers is interesting. He's $6,700. He hasn't been going too deep overall. He went 5 innings in his last start, which is nice, 88 pitches. So they've ramped him up. He's on 67, 78, 88 pitches. But he's still got up 4 runs, 2 homers, He's given up four homers in his last five outings. Like he's at least a ground ball to fly ball neutral guy, or more fly balls than ground balls. He's been very, very sketchy in that regard. And he got a Cubs team that just loves them some left-handed pitching. Just loves them some left-handed pitching. Just over the last couple weeks alone, the Chicago Cubs hitting 282 with a 229 ISO and a 127 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching. That's pretty good, folks. I know Weathers is cheap and you can try to get contrarian. I don't know if that's where I want to get contrarian tonight. What I do like, though, are the Cubs bats. Chris Bryant mashing lefties. He's 5,100. Rizzo can hit them a bit as well, so I don't hate that. But you got Hap, Wilson, Contreras at 41. Patrick Wisdom's only 36. He should be, like, owned by almost everybody tonight. He should be the ultimate chalk. Two more home runs on Sunday. Dude's got, like, seven home runs since he got called up, like, a week ago or something. It's ridiculous what he's doing. But there's a lot to like. Lots and lots to like in this Cubs lineup, because you never know who they're going to come out with. It's Ortega, Alcantara. Who else is getting thrown in that lineup? So you can go that route for sure. If you're fading Alzolay, obviously Tatis is in play. There's no hiding that. But you're going to want to go full on. You want to go Hosmer, Cronenworth, Machado. You want to go maybe Caratini for a little cheapy. Myers is starting to swing it. If you're fading Alzolay, you want to full fade Alzolay. Don't just play the like chalk Tatis and Machado. You want to go all in with the Padres if you're fading Alzolay. That'd be my angle on that. But for me, breaking down the slate as simple as possible for you. My main pitchers, I like Alzolay. I like Kowar. And if you want to get really weird, you can go Pablo Lopez. But pretty much Alzolay, Kowar is where I'm sitting. And I'm stacking Kansas City, and I'm stacking the Cubs. I like little one-offs in some other games. Kansas City, Cubs, Alzolay, Kowar. Enjoy your three-game slate. We will have a much bigger slate for you on Tuesday, obviously. But until then, check me out on Twitter at BDNTrick. I do my written content at rotoballer.com. Premium Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Free content on Tuesday and Thursday. If you like some premium content, sign up for the rest of the season long and DFS package. It's all wrapped into one. Use promo code Bubba for an extra discount on top of the setup price. Give a rate and review on iTunes of the podcast. We'd appreciate that. Join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. If you're into PGA DFS, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, recording for you on Monday night. We'll drop for you Monday night. Also, some season-long baseball on Bench with Bubba. Got RotoGut, Vlad Sedler coming up on Tuesday, and another special guest for you on Thursday. So lots of stuff coming up for you in the Bubba world. So follow me on Twitter at BDNTrick. I'll take care of you there. But until now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 7th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.